B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings in the diary. We have someone's diary. We have been reading an entry a day to learn about this person for a few months now, and we have two left today and tomorrow. Streaming live, by the way. You can see this all on Instagram at B96 Chicago. While Carla puts on her white gloves as she prepares to open the diary, we'll get you a quick recap previously on the diary.
So our mystery girl is still in this love triangle with Jake, a guy that not even her mom likes, and her ex-fiance Mike. And so she just needs to clear her head. So she decided to go to Colorado for a few days, and that's where we're at.
Yes.
So she's on her trip to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it is September 9th in Diary World, so here we go. September 9th. Wow, is this place pretty? It's bigger than I thought, and it's not in the mountains at all. I mean, they're nearby, and we went there yesterday. It was very scary. Thomas was driving, thank gosh, because not me censoring her. Thank God, and I said thank gosh, because we were literally on the side of a mountain. He's from here, so I guess it's no big deal to him, but I kept checking my seatbelt and holding on to what he called the oh beep handle, because yeah, there was
the oh beep handle.
You know, the OB panel on the side of the car. Because there was nothing keeping us on the side of the mountain. Have you guys ever driven on the side of a mountain and there's literally like the road and then 1,000 feet down?
No, it sounds scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. No, I have with a U-Haul.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, not to be a one-upper, but it was wild.
Like literal chills. That's terrifying. Okay, so, and she's not used to that. So that means, context clues, she lives somewhere with no mountains.
Yeah.
Very Midwest. Very, very Midwest. Okay. Keeping us on the side of a mountain! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I'm glad I came out, though. Jenna and I have had some good... Next page, sorry. Talks. And I realized what a baby I am. I mean, there are houseless people everywhere here. And if worse... And if the worst thing that I have going on is having to decide between two people who love me, then I'm doing pretty good. Mm. Mind you, this is someone else's diary, not something I'm saying. It still sucks, but I guess it could be a lot more, but be a lot worse, and that should make me feel better, and it sort of does. Mm. But it doesn't really change anything. I just wish I had a sign to tell me what to do. I'm imagining the craziest things, like going back and... proposing to both and seeing who says yes.
Okay.
But it's not very romantic and I don't have the guts. And what if they both say yes? Maybe I'll do it anyway. All I really need in my life is some more drama, right? Mm. Ha, ha, ha. She wrote out ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
I'm so funny. Okay. Or maybe I'll just stay here and not go back. I could get a job here, and the people seem nice. It snows a lot here, but it does that at home then too. I could go to New York or LA. Oh, okay. So she's not in LA. She's not in New York. She's somewhere where it snows, and it's the Midwest. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I could go to New York or LA. I'm still young, and these are supposed to be my fun years. But I'm not really brave enough for that. So, I love how I get closer to the words and that's going to make me understand them.
I've noticed that.
This is a real scribbly part of the diary,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. So, for now, I'm just silly. Really, what I've, next page, figured out is that I have no idea what I want out of life. But maybe I'm not supposed to know. Now, the next entry is September 9th. Later on in the day.
The same day.
The same day. And we know when she does that is because she really has something to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that'll be tomorrow's entry because it's in a different pen, so it feels like a different thing.
And that'll be the last entry.
And so that's the last entry.
As of right now, she is still trying to figure out whether she wants to stay with Jake or go back with Mike. She's considered proposing to both and seeing which one said yes.
I can't stand her.
Could you imagine? Like, ladies, I love you both.
Yeah, that's insane. This isn't Flavor of Love.
Okay, so here early on September 9th, she doesn't know who she wants to be with.
No, but she's having some much fun in Colorado. And she does say a lot about, I think, the geography of her life, that she's somewhere that has no mountains, so it's really flat, and where it snows. So it's for sure the Midwest, because she's not in New York and she's not in LA. Yeah.
But the next entry, the final entry, is still on September 9th.
Yeah.
So is she going to have some sort of revelation on this day and say, I want to be with either Jake or Mike? Or are we going to be left forever with a cliffhanger?
I think Mike's going to fly down and propose, and they're going to live happily ever after.
You think that that's the next entry?
That's what I want.
So just later on in the same day?
He's like, hey, babe, yeah. I'm here.
And instead of her enjoying it, she's like, let me write my diary about it.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, like in TV shows, they wrap things up awfully quick. You ever watch the last episode of a TV series and you're like, how are they going to wrap this up in the next 9 minutes?
Yeah.
And then they do. Like when Ross ended up with Rachel in Friends. Oh, it was like in the last second. And they were like, okay, enough messing around. We're just going to be together, right? And they're like, yeah.
It was definitely like a here damn relationship.
Yeah.
Like, we know the people want this, but she doesn't know we're reading this.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. So she didn't intentionally give a cliffhanger if there is a cliffhanger. Well, we'll find out tomorrow morning at 7:30 with the final entry in the diary.
What will it be?
Yeah, what's going to happen? Coming up, give us one song. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000. That's next. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on Chicago's B96.